You've been injured in an auto accident, and now you're drowning in medical bills or dealing with insurance companies who couldn't care less about you. Injury attorney David Femininio needs to be your first call, period. Get David, get paid. It's not just a catchy phrase. It's a promise. So if someone you know has been injured, don't just sit there and hope things get better. Call David at 855-65-CRASH or go to that website, getdavidgetpaid.com. That's getdavidgetpaid.com.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Out here, it's not only the amazing views, but the way time stretches out a little longer, how laughter bellows louder among friends, and how the breeze hits just right at the summit. With AllTrails, you can discover and experience the best of nature with over 450,000 trails worldwide and navigation right at your fingertips. Find your outside with AllTrails. Download the free app today and find your next outdoor adventure.
Thank you, Jeremy Otto. 5 o'clock. Great to have you with us. Odyssey.com rewind. You missed anything. We wanted to finish the week with something Lions related, and it was a bit surprising. Evan and David came up with this, that a couple of sports book websites have tracked the teams that people are betting to not make the playoffs. That's a bet you can make. You can bet that in college as well, to make or not make the college football playoff. The Detroit Lions are the most heavily bet team to not make the playoffs in the league. And I that surprised me. For all of the discussion about regression and, you know, a bit of a reality check, for lack of a better term, to not make the playoffs would be, it'd be stunning, honestly. So I wanted to ask the question, is if you have any fear, what level of fear do you have that this team could take a major step back? Now, I don't share that. That's not where I'm at. Me saying I think they're an 11-win team, I don't think that that is negative. I don't think it's narrative. I think it's reality. But when you start to talk about not making the playoffs, you have to arrive at about 9 wins. I mean, that's a 6-game swing. To say that the Lions won't make the playoffs, that's I would need to hear why. Now, let me say this. The last few days, have we had people calling in with the viewpoint that they would not make the playoffs? We have had some sprinkled in there, some. I would say the vast majority of people are where I'm at. That you have the hyper-positive people, that's like a fringe minority. No step back. They're going to win 14 games. It's all good. And then you have the negative fringe of like, hey, I'm really worried the bottom's falling out. But David, when you saw that today, I guess I just find that hard to reconcile.
Yeah, I honestly was shocked by it. ESPN bet has them at plus 160 to miss it. And yes, they are the most bet team to miss the playoffs. And that was shocking to me because while I may believe, and some may believe, okay, the division's up for grabs, they may lose the division, I never once thought they'd miss the playoffs, though. I still thought, okay, they'll still be good enough to get a wild card, not miss the playoffs. So it's shocking to me that many are betting that they will be the team to do that, to miss the playoffs. I don't think that's going to happen. I truly don't think they're very talented offensively. I don't see them missing the playoffs.
Look, here's the thing. If you're going to pathway how that could happen, you got to take away the obvious. Your quarterback gets hurt. Just take that away. Anybody loses their quarterback, you're not making the playoffs. That's just kind of like a blanket statement. But the pathway to it would be the division is actually really good. And instead of beating the Packers on a field goal as time expires, or the Vikings, or having an Eberflus brain freeze, those things go against you. Now, if you combine that with a tougher front-end schedule, yeah, you could find 7 or 8 losses, maybe. I'm not going to predict that, but I was surprised. And understand, too, guys, before you call in and go, well, how could more people be betting on them not to make the playoffs than the Cleveland Browns? Because the Cleveland Browns are probably minus 5,000 to not make the playoffs. You have to separate the truly awful teams. And then when you look at, okay, what's the value in picking against this team? You're not going to pick minus 150, minus 180. So it's a more finite number. And I think the appropriate way to say it is of the presumed good teams in the league, they are the one that the bettors have the most doubts about. That's probably the better way to put it. But I want to know what doubts you have. We've talked about that Bill Barnwell piece. We've talked about some of the concerns or different things. I can't bring myself to saying no playoffs. That would be shocking to me. But I absolutely think there's going to be a legitimate step back.
Yeah, there are questions. They'll take a step back. Again, like I say, the division is up for grabs in the eyes of some people, but 7 teams make the playoffs. I can't see them being that 8th team. Yes, they'll be one of those 3 wildcard teams. I just can't realistically say, even with the question marks with the coordinators.
So if I asked you to list concerns with this team, day one, right now, what are they? Maybe that's the way to build the case. Like if I said, okay, we heard Amon-Ra's comment that the offense wasn't firing quite as sharply as it had the year prior. I don't think that's shocking considering new coordinator. But all right, the offense is only 90% of what they were last year, 80% of what they were. Okay. Now the defense we know will be better, has to be better than it was at the end of the year based on the health. I understand that. But what about some of these injuries? I mean, Aleem McNeil is like, hey, I'll definitely be back by Thanksgiving. Well, great. I mean, that still doesn't help me in the first 8 weeks of the season. But what are your concerns as we truly head towards cutdown day? And do any of your concerns rise to the level of the team not making the playoffs? 248-539-9797. I can't get there with not making the playoffs. I still think they're an 11-win football team. Kenny, where are you at with it?
I think there's obviously a legitimate chance that they take a step back, but to say that they're not a playoff team, I can't work my way mentally around that just yet. You could point to every single concern, whether it's the schedule, the coordinators, I mean, the O-line right now. You can point towards a lot of things. I don't think you can say they're not a playoff team. So my concern level that they're going to take a step back is about an 8.
What's your biggest concern? That if I said to you, okay, look, The sharp money is, hey, they don't believe you're making it. What is the biggest concern that would lead you to that place? Not counting, hey, Goff fell down a flight of stairs this morning.
That would be the coordinators. Losing the coordinators, the people that run your offense and defense, 2 very important pieces. I think when you have to install new coordinators and new systems in place, that's especially with a tough beginning of the schedule, it's the coordinators.
That's so interesting because that's the one I feel like I've taken the most heat about. Because everyone talks about, well, they're in-house hires, and you're an idiot. And I'm like, well, why? What's the issue? New coordinators are new coordinators. In-house, out-house, hen-house, it doesn't matter. Like,
it's a different voice, different strategy, different thing.
It's a different skill set, man. That's the problem.
And like it or not, if you use this as a thing, but, you know, John Morton said he's going to be in the booth. That's a difference from Ben Johnson. Yes. Does that affect things as well? It all matters to me. It really does.
I think it's really interesting. And again, if you think it's nuts, if you think people are lighting their money on fire, respect. But between the Barnwell piece, which cited actual reasons, to just data of any team in football, you're the one who has the most money to not make the playoffs on it. I want your take. And I want to know what, does it validate concerns you have to hear that? Because look, we're all pretty decently positive about the team. We may want, hey, I want this player, or hey, I'm concerned about X. I don't know that anyone on our station, hell, I'll just go and say, no one on our station has had that level of negativity. And for all of the, oh my God, you're out of your mind, it's like, I'm still telling you, I think they win 11 games. 248-539-9797. We'll get some of the people in the mix, see what the ticket texters have to say as well. A little football today, bottom of the hour, as we get you towards Tiger baseball tonight against the Royals, 7:10 first pitch. You've been injured in an auto accident, and now you're drowning in medical bills or dealing with insurance companies who couldn't care less about you. Injury attorney David Femininio needs to be your first call, period. Get David, get paid. It's not just a catchy phrase. It's a promise. So if someone you know has been injured, don't just sit there and hope things get better. Call David at 855-65-CRASH or go to that website, getdavidgetpaid.com. That's getdavidgetpaid.com.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
We all belong outside. We're drawn to nature, whether it's the recorded sounds of the ocean we doze off to or the succulents that adorn our homes. Nature makes all of our lives, well, better. Despite all this, we often go about our busy lives removed from it. But the outdoors is closer than we realize. With AllTrails, you can discover trails nearby and explore confidently. With offline maps and on-trail navigation, download the free app today.
All right, straight to the people. Kind of a bizarre little factoid that David and Evan found. And it's just, look, for all the discussion about regression in the Bill Barnwell article, the idea of the Lions not making the playoffs just seems a little much, like a bridge too far. They are the most bet on team in football to not make the playoffs. Yes, odds play a role in that. You're getting plus 160 versus, oh, the Browns aren't going to make it. That's minus 5,000. So I want to know, does that kind of tap into some of the concerns you have, but you haven't wanted to say it? For all my discussion of taking a step back, I do think Vegas's over under is solid, 10.5. I'd lean to the over a little bit. But a step back, I think regression's absolutely coming. But the playoffs? Let's go to Drew, Roseville, 97.1. Drew, what's going on, buddy?
What's going on, boys?
How are you?
I'm hanging in there. I hope you had a good time in your racing venue.
Amazing.
I'm sure you did.
Tremendous. Thank you. So what do you make of this?
I got to be honest with you, Mike. I can see it. I dread it happening, but new offensive coordinators, offensive line, you lost two guys, and it looks like your center looks like he's coming out of the gate with a little bit of a limp. You got two of your cornerstone defenders coming back off injury. One's not going to be back till Thanksgiving Day. Your schedule is a freaking gauntlet in the first 10 games. Let's just get that out there. Mm-hmm. So I can visibly see them coming out, and I don't want to put it out in the universe, Mike, but having to make a big run in the second half of the season to make this playoffs, man. I mean, I can see it happening. God forbid, and I'm not going to mention anybody's name, somebody gets hurt. You know what I mean? So, and you, I know you said put that aside, but
yeah, no.
You know, because injuries all happen, but, you know, we don't have anybody in the stable if he goes down. You know what I mean?
No, and look, that goes for any team. That's why I always just say, hey, you know what? Leave that to the side, and let's approach it the other way. Anybody loses their quarterback, you're in deep duty. So I'm with you. But, yeah, look, The concerns are there, but for it to be this, look, here's the one piece in that Barnwell thing, Drew, that I think could produce this. If you tell me that the injuries they had defensively last year shift their way offensively, and not to the same level. Factually speaking, it's a cool little factoid. It's sad, but it's also cool. They had the sixth most injured defense in the last 20 years of football. I'd hate to see the top five. But if you have that level of injuries, but it happens to the offense, and it's an Amon-Ra or a Sewell or a Laporta, forget about Goff. You do not have the type of quarterback that, as much as we like Goff, he is not going to function without three out of every four of his weapons being there. If you took heavy losses on offense, I think it would open this pathway. I mean, we talked about it yesterday. Glasgow getting rolled up on, and all of a sudden you started looking and going, well, who would start at center week one? And some reports had an undrafted free agent. You have three, four injuries on offense. Not 40, three or four. Because remember, last year, you only missed a grand total of 10 starts on offense. Three by Montgomery, three by Decker. The other four were singular games by four people. Well, what if you have... So, like, look, the Chargers already lost their best offensive lineman for the season in Rashawn Slater. Gone for the year. Now, you have a couple of those... Then it starts to make more sense. But short of that, no, I wouldn't be betting against this team to make the playoffs. Let's go to Devin, 97.1. Dev, what's going on?
Yo.
How are you?
Hey, good. So I was thinking, like, you almost have to define what a step back is when you're coming off, like, an historic season. I mean, well, obviously the playoffs suck, but to go 15-2 and win the NFC North and get them one seed, I think it's pretty safe to say we'll have a step back. I think most people agree.
Yes.
We can still win the division.
I think step back, I've kind of defined it as this, Devin, and you can tell me if I'm crazy. The step back is at least three or four games. I think four. If you turn into an 11-win football team, that's a step back.
Right. I totally agree. Yeah. And that's totally feasible especially with, you know, you're playing that first place schedule again. So, and, you know, we don't get the AFC South this year. So I think a step back is definitely in order. But, you know, if you look at the talent on this team, take away coaching, do you think Ben Johnson and AG are going to make us, you know, four or five games worse? I don't think so. And then, I mean, in terms of the talent, we were half away a couple of years ago going to the Super Bowl. And we're a better team, more talented than we are then. So.
No,
I think the talent's there.
I think the talent's there, too. I think it's what surrounds it. And Devin, look, there is an element of this where there's a transition that takes place. You go from the hunter to the hunted.
Absolutely.
I mean, everybody, you know, 2 years ago, you snuck up on a lot of people. And we were at the forefront of it. I mean, I was the idiot saying you're winning the division, you're winning a playoff game all that summer. Last year, yeah, Super Bowl. And we know why they fell short. But now... You've had to endure something that was your weapon. Your weapon was continuity. For 2 years, Ben Johnson turned down jobs. For 2 years, Aaron Glenn didn't get a job. You lose them both in the same offseason. And the continuity of tackle, center, tackle, up front, you had the same three players. Bedrocks. You lose Ragnow, and I still think losing Zeitler is one of the most underreported things locally. That's a Pro Bowl guard, and he's gone. So there's just enough changes to the foundation of it. It makes you wonder. It does. I mean, like, David, right now, over under 10.5, would you just be no-brainer to the over, or is there any doubt to that under?
No, I've always been under. I've always believed 10 is their number this year.
Oh, dear.
So they still make the playoffs with it, but 10 is the number for me. Has been for a long time. Because I am concerned about the coordinators. I am concerned about the lack of depth on the defensive line. I just, those two mainly, mostly concern me.
248-539-9797. We go to Mike. He'll get the last word on it. We'll check the ticket text, get some football today. Mikey, what's going on, buddy?
Hey, Mike, how we doing?
Good, Mike. Talk to me. What's on your mind?
It's kind of basic. The game is won and lost on the line of scrimmage. You know, we don't have the same line anymore. That's where I think you're right on losing those personnel. We don't have the same. Just don't have it.
Yeah, look, the offensive line, Mike, is going to be something to watch for sure. Because Mahogany was great in two starts. And he was, but that's two starts. That's way different than being the full-time player. We have to see what Glasgow looks like at center. And yeah, you're starting a rookie. You know, Tate Ratledge is totally unproven. You hope it works out, but it's unproven. So you're right. It could be a major step back.
Decker's always fragile. He seems to be fragile. I mean, that guy, I'm surprised he's lasted this long. I really am. But if we can give time and open holes and it's vice versa, we can do things. But without it, I don't think we're going to get to 8 or 9 games. There's no way. No way with our schedule.
All right. Hey, look, Mike, I'm glad I did the topic for a reason. I wanted people to feed, you know, look, if you call a couple of the other shows and you say you think they're only going to win 9 or 10 games, they put you on the communist list. I'm not. I mean, I think there's a reason for some concerns. And after week 1 or 2, if it looks a certain way, I'll probably be right there with you. But I'm going to give him benefit of the doubt. Dan Campbell has done a hell of a nice job. There's a toughness about this team. And the culture's real. And look, teams have to knock them off, too. This offense might have to carry some weight and figure it out early. Maybe the defense carries you for once. You know, the secondary is the strength of the team. Maybe the defense can carry the offense for once. And it might have to be that way the first 3-4 weeks. That's not uncommon in the NFL. So I think it's interesting. And also, too, I know we just need the games to get here. David, go ahead.
I'm concerned about the offensive line as Glasgow is a big downgrade from Ragnow. Someone else texts in and says, I think the one that I haven't heard yet, but is my biggest concern, is a healthy defense isn't an improvement from last year. You will already probably see a step back from the offense with losing Ben, but if the defense isn't significantly better, we are in trouble. They are lucky and will be lucky to hit 8-8. Or
good 80. God.
Schedule, O-line week, and they did nothing to relieve Hutch from getting double-teamed.
Hold on. Here, let me ask you this question, because this has kind of become a consistent thing while we're talking about this. Do you think people have overlooked the offensive line concerns at large? Or do you think the doomsdayers are overestimating the impact?
No, I think it's been overlooked.
Okay.
I truly do. I truly do. Because you have a rookie, second-year player, and Glasgow, who fans last year didn't like his play. And now, all of a sudden, he's moved to center.
I think he'll be better at center because you're helping. Then you're the sous chef, not the head chef.
That's true.
It'll help him.
Doug in Ypsilanti says the biggest concern, loss of Graham Glasgow at center. Do we have a viable replacement? So he's saying if he gets hurt, misses game.
No, the answer is no, you don't. I think you've got way better depth at tackle. Because at some point, I got news for you. You're going to have to start rotating Manu in. You're going to have to get him a few reps here and there. He's got to be ready to play. And that's going to happen. There's going to come a time where somebody gets rolled up on and they're out for a series. So, no, I think they've got some level of depth, but it's not what it's been.
There is definitely a way for the Lions to not make the playoffs. And it's the health, again, of the offensive line. But this time they say Taylor Decker misses a couple games a season every season. If he's out 4, maybe 6 games this year, we are in big trouble.
Yeah, and look, Decker's kind of the next guy. I mean, he's going to be 32 this year, and he's a warrior. I mean, Decker's been a really nice player for you. But just like I talked about Ragnow, I don't think there's any guarantee moving forward that Decker, oh, he automatically comes back. This guy has had a lot of injuries. He's tough as nails. He's done a hell of a good job as a player for you. But you get into your 30s, you've made all the money. It's not what it used to be, man. You're not going to see linemen hanging around at 37 years old. There's only a few of them. This has turned into a real young man's game. And with the money they paid Sewell, I would not be surprised, not that it has any impact on this season. It wouldn't shock me in the least at some point if they needed to create some money. You would get rid of Decker, move Sewell to left tackle to further justify what he gets paid, and now I got my blindside protector for the next 7-8 years. That's where I think it ends up going. But for this year, no. If either of your tackles gets hurt, you're going to have some real problems. Odyssey.com Rewind. You missed anything. Rieger's going to join us in a minute. He'll take up the Tiger baseball. They take on the Royals. I think they played the Royals 6 times in the next 10 games. We also did a couple of picks just to have some fun. You do have college football tomorrow if you're amped. I'm not disrespecting you in any way. But my God, what the hell are Kansas State and Iowa State doing in Dublin, Ireland? I got nothing for you. David, a couple of ticket texts.
We just did the food blitz there. Someone, Brad in Northville, says, all the food sounds wonderful, but did anybody think about the pricing of all this stuff?
No, that's also where they're just destroying people. Even some of the novelty items. You know where it's the worst ever? Honestly, it's never been worse as Las Vegas.
Oh, for sure.
I mean, coffee and a breakfast sandwich, they want to bang you $25. Why do you think people aren't going out there no more? I don't go out there anymore. It's a joke. You're going there to already get killed at the tables. I mean, they're crushing you for a cup of coffee and a muffin.
Right, at least let me get that for a decent price.
My God.
Regarding the Lions, someone says, not stunning at all. Tough schedule and coming off 2 extended seasons.
You know, that is an interesting thing, too. Right, we've all gotten very comfortable that the Tigers, both the Tigers and Lions, they're going to win every close game. But it does catch up with you. So maybe that does play into it. Maybe we've all gotten a little too comfortable that they're just, hey, it's the fourth quarter, every fourth down, every big moment, every late game, we're going to make the pass, make the play, make the kick, get the stop. It doesn't work that way in continuum.
Pathway to not make it is not being able to adjust defensively to a mobile quarterback. We've historically struggled against it, and our schedule is filled with them.
Yeah, I still think the defense has to carry the mail early. They're healthy. Secondary's a strength. The offense, the talent's there. But when you have a new coordinator, but it's in-house. It's not Ben Johnson. Okay, I'm not going to slander anybody, but okay, here. I take a different job and you promote from within. Yeah, not all options are the same, okay? Oh, but it was in-house. Yeah, okay, good.
Who are you giving the job to, Michael?
I don't care. Oh, okay. When I'm gone, I'll never look back. Don't worry.
You're telling me you won't listen? Hit the
Absolutely
Odyssey
Absolutely not. Never
we'll
again.
Call up Jimmy with some pointers?
Nope. Yeah. Brother, I'm not like a lot of other guys in this business.
When you're done, you're done.
Yeah, when I'm done, you know what I'm not going to do? Ooh, I'm going to do a pod now. No, I'm retired.
And what's Fellini's forwarding address? Saratoga.
Yeah. never land. David, real quick.
Yes.
I want to ask Rieger this. Without trolling.
Yeah, yeah.
Don't fall into your normal comfort zone.
Yeah, my normal persona.
What do you make of the Lions being the most bet-on team to not make the playoffs per ESPN bet?
I think it's all the negatives, right? Because we talk about it. 9 new coaches, new coordinators, tough-ass schedule. Here's what I think. When you look at all the negatives, you almost get caught up in it, and then you watch a joint practice. And you realize they still got studs. I was listening to Lions Review yesterday with Burchie and Wojo and Dapper. And Burchie was talking about watching the defense yesterday against the Texans. And the defense that lined up, I mean, Hutch, Davenport, Reeder, Tyleek. And then you get some pretty good linebackers. And the secondary is pretty damn good, too.
Yes.
You kind of forget that the defense isn't going to be killed this year. So they should help you win some games. So
they have to carry the mail early.
I agree.
Because I think the offense is just going to, it's going to take a few weeks to put it all together.
Yeah, but don't you think, we all are victims of this? We get schedule at Baltimore, week 3.
Yeah, but see,
Kansas City, week 5.
I never single any one game. Rieger, I just think, look, it's front loaded, right? Just, hey, if they go 3-3 after 6 weeks, there's no panic.
Yeah, I agree. I mean, because the back end is easier. Plus, you should have gelled to some point at that point.
Here's my biggest concern. I wonder if the division is even better this year. That's the key. You know, last year, Eberflus brain freeze.
Yeah.
That's one.
I mean, Chicago should
walking
be
walking off the pack. That's two. Walking off the Vikings. That's three. Like, any of those things start to go the other way, it does look a lot different.
I agree, but if you take it the other way and you say, all right, let's say 10.5 is Vegas, right? Yeah. Let's
I said say, 11 wins for the record.
Let's say you get the 10 even, and you make it as a wild card. You can't tell me that this team won't be damn dangerous down the stretch. And
100%.
One seed doesn't matter. Division champs don't matter. You just get in. And I don't think anybody's going to want to play this team.
No.
Just, so, but
the, just get in the poker tournament. You have a chance.
To not make the postseason. What are the odds on that?
Plus 160. It's the
not even worth it.
Don't look at me. It's ESPN bet. And it was just a fun little blurb we wanted to use for the people. What are you doing next?
All right. So I got a buddy. He lives in Seattle. Big Tiger fan. He hates me because I'm always ripping on Scott Harris. He sent me an article written by an outlet that is demanding apologies for Scott Harris and his trade deadline right now. So I'm going to read a little bit of the article to the people. And
what a
does
weird
this
flex? It's August 22nd.
I would agree, but I'm curious: does this author have a point? And if he does, I will gladly issue my apology. I guess.
I guess when did we arrive at saying if you like or don't like something, and it's still 40 games left in the season? What are we doing here?
It's 2025, Mike.
Okay. Yes. Well, I don't subscribe to it. All right. Well, Rieger's next. We will talk to you on Monday. You've been injured in an auto accident, and now you're drowning in medical bills or dealing with insurance companies who couldn't care less about you. Injury attorney David Femininio needs to be your first call, period. Get David, get paid. It's not just a catchy phrase. It's a promise. So if someone you know has been injured, don't just sit there and hope things get better. Call David at 855-65-CRASH or go to that website. GetDavidGetPaid.com. That's GetDavidGetPaid.com.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need. This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.